The Green Bay Phoenix women locked up a spot in the NCAA women's tournament field for the third straight year, knocking off Youngstown State 57-49 in today's Horizon League Championship game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Horizon League Player of the Year Jenna Geyer poured in 21 as the Phoenix improved to 25-8. Big East men's tournament tips off tomorrow. Marquette will square off against Xavier tomorrow night, 5:30 tip time at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles have won three of their last four to grab the 7 seed in that Big East tournament field. Badgers get first and second round byes after finishing fifth in the Big Ten Conference. They won't play until Thursday against the winner of the matchup between USC and Washington. Big Ten tournament tips off tonight with two games. Oregon takes on Maryland, followed by Northwestern and Penn State. Wisconsin guard Nick Boyd has officially been named among the best players in the Big Ten, selected by the league's coaches and media to the All-Big Ten second team. Boyd finished fifth in the Big Ten and scoring at 20.1 points a game. Fellow Wisconsin guard John Blackwell named third team All-Big Ten. Wisconsin assistant Sharif Chambliss, he was named the Big Ten's Howard Moore Assistant Coach of the Year. Hockey Badgers open the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals tomorrow night against Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The Badgers have won six of their last eight, and they have their sights set on the NCAA Tournament. Coach Mike Hastings hoping for a big crowd tomorrow night.
I'm hoping a lot of people come out to see us on Wednesday. As I've told you before, this building's a pretty special place when it's full. I mean, we've got to do our part, but you know what? The Crease Creatures and this community and this state has done an unbelievable job of putting their arms around us over the back half of this season and coming out and watching us play, and we're going to need that again on Wednesday. So if you don't have tickets, go get them.
The Packers expected to release defensive back Nate Hobbs. They did agree to a two-year deal with defensive back Ben St. Juice to a two-year deal worth $10 million. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.